This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Said never. They are not our teachers. The Crusaders are not our teachers. We have our own principles. We will stand by our principles. This is what we are proud of. This is what Islamic civilization stands for. This is what we cherish. This is why we turn around and say to the haters and Islamophobes, no matter how much you try to link Islam with barbarity and backwardness and other unpleasant things, we will never believe you, because we have our history to look up to. We have characters like Sultan Salahuddin. We have our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We have his companions. Sultan Salahuddin had taken the city of Jerusalem from the Crusaders in 1187 CE in the month of July, after a very long, hard campaign trying to unite the Muslims under one umbrella so that they can take back the city of Jerusalem. Now, when that happened, the Pope encouraged another crusade to reclaim or retake the city of Jerusalem. Sultan Salahuddin Ayyubi was the Sultan then. Cut the long story short, Richard, having traveled for nearly a year, arrived in Acre. And as soon as he took the city, there was a battle between the Sultan and him. And there was Richard had 3,000 Muslims as his prisoners. And all 3,000 of them were slaughtered in one day. Richard was a very fierce character, right? And he had shown how barbaric he was by killing 3,000 Muslims in Acre, right? Despite that, the Sultan was so kind to him, and he even offered him, fresh fruits if he needed. Actually, he did send him fresh fruits from his territory, and also offered him his personal physician. And there were these exchanges between Richard. Not only that, Sultan Salahuddin Ayyubi, rahmatullahi alayhi, after Richard had failed to take the city, he was 6 miles away. 6 miles away from the city of Jerusalem when the Sultan was actually inside the city. And the generals of Sultan, they came to him and they said, leave the city, okay? If the city is taken again, we can go and we can try to take it back. Sultan said, I will never leave the people of the city, never. After seeing what happened in Acre, I will not leave the city of Jerusalem alone. So the teacher of Sultan Salahuddin Ayyubi, he advised him. In fact, the Sultan asked him, what shall I do in this situation? Richard was 6 miles away. And where did Richard come from? He came from England. England and France, that's where his army came from, because he governed both territories, part of England and part of France was governed by Richard. He had come this far, thousands of miles away, traveling for years, and 6 miles away from the city. The Sultan and the population is worried that Richard, if he takes the city, he will do exactly what happened in 1099 when the Crusaders took the city for the first time. They massacred the entire population, right? So Sultan approached his teacher, Sheikh Bahauddin ibn Shaddad. Bahauddin ibn Shaddad advised him that who gives victory? He asked him, who gives victory? He said, Allah. He said, okay, go and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for respite. And Bahauddin ibn Shaddad, who wrote a biography of Sultan Salahuddin Ayyubi, you must read it. The biography of Sultan Salahuddin Ayyubi, okay, is written by Bahauddin ibn Shaddad. He writes in this biography, the Sultan went to the Masjid Al-Aqsa and he stood on the Masalla and he cried to such an extent that the place of Sajda was wet with his tears. He was crying, it is beyond me now. The Crusader King, he's a vicious character. He has come with a barbaric army and we don't know what they're going to do. It is in your hands. For some reason, Richard turned around 6 miles away from the city of Jerusalem and he goes back. Does not even attack the city. Doesn't even attack the city. Now, historians give a number of reasons why he did that. Whatever those reasons are, we know the dua of Sultan Salahuddin Ayyubi was accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine, can you imagine? Can you imagine someone came 6 miles away from you and turns around and goes back to France and dies in France? Yani Allah saved the Muslims from his fitna. But after the city of Jerusalem was taken, what did Sultan Salahuddin Ayyubi do to the people? Did he do what happened in 1099? The Crusaders killed even animals, let alone humans. The Jews were killed, the Muslims were killed, and the Armenian Christians were killed in the city of Jerusalem. Everyone was massacred. Sultan Salahuddin Ayyubi, when he took the city, some of his hawkish generals, they were of the opinion that we should do what happened to the Muslims. He said, never. They are not our teachers. The Crusaders are not our teachers. We have our own principles. We will stand by our principles. This is what we are proud of. This is what Islamic civilization stands for. This is what we cherish. This is why we turn around and say to the haters and Islamophobes, no matter how much you try to link Islam with barbarity and backwardness and other unpleasant things, we will never believe you, because we have our history to look up to. We have characters like Sultan Salahuddin. We have our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We have his companions. We have the Tabi'een. We have our ulama, our shuyukh. We have our teachers to look up to. They have taught us to be civilized. They have taught us to be merciful, be compassionate, even when you are in power. Your true reality comes to light when you are in power. So Sultan Salahuddin Ayyubi paid from his own pocket, sent people back on his expense to places like France and Britain. So when people came back to Britain, Sultan Salahuddin Ayyubi, within his life, he became a legend. Christians in Britain, in England, they were saying good things. It was impossible at that time to praise a Muslim in Europe. If you did that, the Catholic Church would be on you. How can you praise the infidel? The infidel we're fighting against. He's the enemy of the Christians. This is how things were, black and white. And amazingly, if you want to read books on this topic, how the Europeans viewed the Muslims during the Middle Ages, a very important book I recommend is Islam and the West, Making of an Image. Islam and the West, Making of an Image, authored by Daniel Norman. Daniel Norman, a must read for anyone interested in how Islam was viewed and how Islam was tarnished and maligned and completely lied against throughout the Middle Ages. And nothing has changed. Again, the media is doing the same thing today. Today, it is not the Catholic Church. It is not the clergy, the monks writing chronicles. It is the secular monks or other monks who have come in different guise to spread lies and hate against Islam and Muslims. But alhamdulillah, we have our history, we have our characters, we have our examples to this day to follow of mercy, compassion and justice. So Sultan Salahuddin Ayyubi had a lot of influence in Britain at that time because of his good gesture of letting people go. In one day, Sultan Salahuddin Ayyubi, freed thousands of people from slavery. People who were captured after Jerusalem was taken, right? Sultan Salahuddin Ayyubi was remembered in good words by the Europeans throughout the Middle Ages. It doesn't stop there. Even after that,